The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Now, formally, hello and welcome to Happy Hour this Friday or Saturday. For some of you, it's already Saturday, or might be a different day if you're listening on Audio Dharma. So, for our practice today, as I gave you a slight preview, I guess, on Wednesday, a couple of days ago, the invitation is to invite our heart in the practice of gratitude. But the way we will approach it today is a little different from how we've approached it in the past. Always a new. There's so many different ways to do these practices. Have you noticed we always discover something new about our hearts and about our capacity? So the way I'd like to invite us to consider the gratitude practice today is somewhat similar to metta, in that we will engage in gratitude practice for the people in our lives, as if we're doing some kind of a life review, but with the perspective of appreciation, perspective of gratitude. So just as in metta practice, we would invite first people who are near and dear to us, the concentric circles will do that, and invite them with a sense of appreciation, with a sense of gratitude. So tonight in our practice, it's as if we'll have a little visit with each person. We'll stay for a little bit, just appreciate them, appreciate what they have brought into our lives, the qualities, our friendships, our relationships, and we linger with them, hang out with them in our heart space for a while, and then we move on to the next. And just to say a couple of things to note. One is, the longer we stay with one person, the more the steadier our heart and mind become. So if we're doing this practice for the sake of concentration, developing concentration, we would stay with one person for the entirety of the period, which is what we do with metta. We usually stay with one person for a long time. So please know that. But tonight we're just approaching it a little differently. So if you notice your mind getting a little restless or starting thinking too much, then just stay with one person. Okay? And you judge. If your mind is pretty stable, having a visit with one person, and then another person enters, and you have a visit, a gratitude visit in your heart with this other person, then it's okay. You can move on from person to person to person. So be your own guide. See what works for you, how long to linger with one person, as long as your mind is pretty stable, doesn't get too scattered. Okay. And one last thing I want to say before we engage in our practice is that as you will notice, there are similarities. Of course, there are similarities between the practice of metta, loving kindness, wishes for well-being, and the practice of feeling grateful, expressing appreciation in our hearts for someone. And what you might notice that they lead to one another. And in fact, appreciating, having gratitude for someone easily leads to goodwill for them. Oh, thank you for being in my life. Thank you for having been in my life. Oh, may you be well. I wish you well. So you might discover that the heart naturally flows from one to the other. So be mindful, be aware. And at any point, if the mind needs more stability and quiet, just come to one person or come to yourself. Just stably appreciating this being who is you. Okay. All right. That is the framework for our practice. Dear Sangha, let's formally start. So landing, arriving in our seat, taking our place. On this land, on this earth, planet Earth, taking our seat, claiming our seat. I am here. As always, we start with arriving, settling with the breath and the body. Feeling our feet firmly on the ground. Well-rooted, connected. Moving to our sit bones, feeling our bottom on the cushion on the chair. So many contact points. Feeling our hands on our lap. Contact points between our fingers, our hands, our legs. The warmth, the coolness, heaviness. Greeting our breath in the abdomen, in the lower abdomen. The entirety of each in-breath. The beginning, middle, and end of the out-breath. Enjoying each breath, allowing yourself to enjoy, to relish the simplicity of just sitting and being breathed. Nowhere to go, nothing to do in this moment, but to just be. It's like this right now. Opening your awareness to include all the sensations in the body. Awareness wide, spacious. It can include anything arising and passing. The breath. Sensations, even thoughts can arise and pass. Don't have to follow them. Present, spacious, body relaxed, soft, softer with each out breath. Feeling embodied, feeling your feet, feeling your bottom, the cushion, your hands on your lap, the breath in the lower abdomen, this entire body being breathed. Feeling embodied, I'd like to invite you to bring to mind, to your heart space, invite someone from your life with whom you have an easy relationship and you feel grateful for. You feel grateful for their presence in their life, in your life, either from your past or present. as if you're having a little visit without words, or maybe with words silently in your heart, of appreciating them, appreciating their being, their isness, their suchness, the way they are. Nobody else is like them. We're opening your heart with appreciation to their suchness. With gratitude. The goodness they bring to your life. The way they are. Their mannerisms, their quirks. All of that appreciation. Gratitude. Let's spend some time with this first being. Whenever the time feels right, maybe you want to linger longer, or maybe the time has come, for you to bow to each other, maybe hug each other, whatever feels appropriate for you. And someone else enters the space. Someone from your past or present. Appreciate them. With gratitude, with appreciation for the role they've had in your life, for the gifts they have bestowed upon you, they've given you. Through knowing them. Lingering as long as needed feels appropriate to appreciate, be grateful, and when the time is right, welcoming another person near. And make sure you're embodied, don't get too heady. Feel your feet, feel your bottom on the cushion, feel your presence in this moment. You don't want to get too heady with this gratitude practice, but keep it embodied. Keep it embodied with the breath, senses. Now, with your own time, inviting others as you wish, one by one, lingering with each, with appreciation and gratitude. Letting your heart delight, be gladdened with gratitude. stay embodied. If you discover you're thinking too much, stay with one person for a while. Come back to the breath. Mind is steady, connected to the breath. You can have visits with one being, followed by the next, with the timing that feels appropriate for you. Opening your eyes to see the good, to see the good. If you happen to remember in some way they were not supportive, etc., let go of that. This is not the time for that practice. Intend to let go right now, seeing through the eyes of gratitude, allowing your heart to be alight with gladness. We can choose what we lean into. this gratitude practice, gratitude circle. You can invite friends, relatives, benefactors. Colleagues. Teachers, coaches. To connect clearly with each person, as if you're seeing them brightly, or hearing them, feeling them, before you move on to the next. Really connecting with each being. For a few breaths. If your heart feels open to bringing maybe a few people you've had challenges with and see if you can, if there's gratitude for them also. You don't have to and don't push it. See what feels supportive. can also bring people you have supported. If you've had students or junior colleagues, thanking them, appreciating them for giving you the opportunity to be helpful. As you appreciate those from whom you've received, and perhaps those to whom you have given support, see you're in this interconnected web of giving and receiving. Can there be gratitude for yourself, for this being who is you? for the last moments of this practice period. Appreciating with gratitude so many people in your lives who have graced your life with their presence. So many people and appreciating this being who is yourself, who has showed up to this practice, for this practice, as well as you've been able to. Thank you. Thank you, me. Dedicating the goodness of this practice with gratitude to all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for your practice. So, we approached gratitude practice today slightly differently. Gratitude for people in our lives, present and past. In the style of a life review, almost. And this practice tonight is inspired by some practice in the book A Year to Live by Peter Levine. So, love to hear your reflections. What did you notice? What came up for you? You can raise your hand or type in chat. And again, if you type in chat, just to me, I will only read your reflection, not your name. If it's to everyone, I'll also acknowledge your name. And as I'm waiting for your hands to go up and your reflections to come in and your questions. Great, I already see your reflection. Please, Fred.
I noticed and I was struck by the fact that in a couple of cases, people I thought of who I wouldn't say I'm the closest to had the strongest emotional valence that I felt our connection. I could remember some words that we had spoken not so long ago, and had a lot of emotion for me. And it was touching and pleasing. And where, so that's someone who's, you know, a friend, but not someone I see all the time and not someone I would think of as being in the closest circle of my heart, still had a lot of love and energy there. And that it was a nice surprise.
Thank you so much for sharing that, friend. That gladdens my heart that surprise of, oh, wow, as we practice just these beautiful discoveries, how lovely. It brightens my heart as I feel your heart brightened by this lovely surprise. Thanks for sharing, Fred. That's lovely. Other reflections, what did you notice? Don, please.
Thank you. I noticed all the people. I was surprised and just sort of appeared. And, oh, wow, I haven't thought about you in a long time. And it was nice. And the other thing, I confess, I was sort of overwhelmed. And I sort of had a retreat after a while, and just sort of focused on myself for a bit. Very nice practice. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Don. Love hearing the sense of just the joy of, wow, so many people and this gladness. And also really appreciate hearing how you wisely worked with the sense of overwhelm, because overwhelm can indeed come up with this practice, like, wow, so many people, and probably there's so many more people I haven't thought about, or whatever, however overwhelm comes, and just coming back to yourself. Wonderful. Great. Lovely. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, that came up for me also, the sense of, wow, so many people I hadn't thought about in a long time. Some childhood friends, some family members, some people from way, 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 way back. It was just, I'm so good. Just so lovely. So many people who've touched my lives in just being who they are. They've graced my life with their presence. Jerry says, I noticed a much wider gratitude list than I needed to pay attention to, and the nuance of the different types of gratitude for all of them. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate that. So a wider list, just both a wide list and also the nuances of gratitude for different types. Actually, I wonder if you'd be willing to say a little more. You don't have to, but if you like to, what you mean, what you notice about this nuance that you're referring to. Where are you? I don't see you. To ask you to raise your hand. Hold on. There. Okay, try now.
I know I speak frequently, so I don't want to hog the time, but
you haven't for a while. So.
Oh, I'm trying to restrict myself. I can talk a lot, but anyhow. It was the issue that, like, I really like these sanghas. They really have transformed my life. I was commenting to someone at lunch today, another colleague, and she recently lost her husband. And she said, haven't you felt lonely in this period of COVID? And I said, you know, I don't feel lonely. And I was reflecting to my own psychiatrist about this. And I said, you know, the Sangha has taken me into such gravitas that and nuance that and depth and growth that it's not even part of my feelings. And I'm quite impressed by it. You know, I've gone on retreat, as you know, with Joseph Goldstein, and they talked about having, you know, faith in the Dharma, faith in your practice, and in the Sangha. And of course, in a large city I live in, getting to Sangha and traffic and subway trains and all that, I did never do it. But this has been quite amazing. And so it's part of the nuances of the gratitude that I have for the Sangha, that there are so many different people from different walks of life and continents that it has overwhelmed me at times with the richness. And when I go to bed at night and write out three things that I'm grateful for, I'm amazed that the Sangha comes up almost each day as one of the three. And I had never thought in my life that that would be such a major part. And so I'm ever so grateful that it's going to continue after COVID. It's one of the richnesses of a life that I never thought would, when I was on retreat with Joseph Goldstein with you as my tutor in 2014, I remember thinking of Sangha. How am I going to get to a Sangha in Toronto? Like, it takes me, half an hour to go 20 blocks or 10 blocks or something. And now I just click on that computer.
And here you are.
And yeah. I have everyone from Australia to Ireland and back. So that's an example of the nuances, and there are many others, but that was one. And I also thought of students and professors and other people who have influenced where I am today. And as long as I'm alive, I will try to make this place a better place.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Thank you so much, Ray. Your reflection has brought up so much joy and gratitude in my heart hearing your reflections. And I see smiles on other people's faces as you were talking and nodding. And I have so much gratitude for this Sangha. What a beautiful, beautiful Sangha we have co-created together. So much gratitude. Yeah. Thank you.
Helpful.
Yeah, very, very helpful. Thank you for sharing that. Really appreciate it. Yeah. So, dear Sangha, time has come for us to transition into small groups, the part that, so that you can meet folks from Ireland to Australia, to Singapore, and all the places in the middle, and the US, and et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, and Richard also on YouTube says, so touched by your sharing, Jerry. So thank you for stepping in and taking the invitation to share. So I'm going to create the breakout rooms, dear ones. Here we go. And as always, take 15 seconds for silent metta, or maybe silent gratitude for each other. Maybe that's more appropriate. Silent gratitude for each other. And then share as much or as little as you wish. So the rooms are open. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Here we go. Welcome back, everyone. The rooms are closed and we have just a couple of minutes. If any reflections, what you notice, what you'd like to share, especially if you haven't spoken for a while, or you can type it in chat. Yes, please.
So, I don't know. I think that it's been always happening to just to revisit when I was a kid, the teachers. There's such a great, there's such a just a big part of the, you know, little kids. And I always appreciate that, like, certain teachers were so supportive of me. And they trusted, like, they believed me, believe in me. And I might, probably they already seen me that I'm going to just walk the different path than other people. Mm-hmm. And it was really nice to have them visit me, mm-hmm. smile at me. You know, we just, you know, greeting each other.
Yeah.
It was not, really nice.
That is so sweet. I love, thank you for bringing up teachers, especially teachers when we're very young. They're not forgotten. They're part of us. Absolutely. Such a strong impact. Yeah. Thanks for teachers, bringing teachers in. Yeah. Thank you for that. And I see one more hand, and let's take this. And then, yeah, Kenneth, please.
As a retired teacher, I went to a number of my favorite Giggly students in the past. And that was really fun. Students that always make me laugh and always make me smile. I went back with gratitude towards them. So that was special for me.
Oh my God, I just love it. Thank you both. I love the back-to-back comments. And Sue Hung says, I always have trouble remembering your name. Forgive me. Her comment and your comment, Ken, back to back, the student and teacher. It just makes my heart so happy. In giving, we receive, and in receiving, we give. It's part of the circle of gratitude, hence the gratitude circle tonight. So this is very sweet. And Jerry says, the other thing I forgot to mention was the collective intelligence and especially emotional intelligence of the Sangha at times overwhelms me with gratitude. Yes, indeed. Thank you for naming that, Jerry. There is so much wisdom. There is so much heart in this Sangha. And I thank you all. Thank you all for showing up, for practicing, for cultivating, for your own benefit and the benefit of all those whose lives yours touches. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. And now I'm going to stop.